Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Lauren Midgley is here, too. Lauren is a new friend to the show, but she and I have known each other for a while, and we've got some good mutual friends. She's the founding consulting company. She founded her consulting company a few years ago after working for a number of years in corporate America. Kind of sounds a little bit like my background. And she is helping people, especially the franchise industry, put their best foot forward in the marketplace by staying organized and being productive and also profitable. Her new book is called "It's 6 A.M. and I'm Already Behind." She's our new friend, Lauren. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book, and good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you as well. Excited to be here. To your group.
Yeah, so 6 a.m. and I'm already behind. That's small business owners. You know, they turn the lights on and they turn the lights off, don't they?
They do, absolutely. And you know what happens is that we feel chronically behind in terms of what we need to get done. And so that's why I wrote the book. And every time that somebody says that title, there's usually a chuckle or a laugh behind it.
Oh, yeah.
Only because we can relate to it, right?
Well, there's always something to do. That if you wanted to take a half a day off, you'd have to literally let something go, right? and let it go
right.
Let it go undone. And for me, my experience, and it's taken me a long time to get to this place, is to learn how to delegate. That's been something. It's been a godsend for me. And I was in my own way, Lauren. I was in my own way. I didn't do it. I mean, you know, us small business owners, we're perfectionists, right? It has to be done the way we did most of the jobs first, and first hand it off to somebody. They're not going to do it as good as we are. How can we let that happen, right?
Right, because we have it perfected as to how we do it. And the other part, Jim, is it's all in our head.
Mm-hmm.
So somewhere along the way, you probably decided that you only had so much capacity of time. You made the choice that, okay, I need to delegate. But then you probably had to, you know, create a document or create something that allowed you to, you know, provide that information to somebody else to help you. And then the other key part of this is trust.
Mm-hmm.
That you trusted someone to do it almost as good as you, right?
Well, and one of the things that really helped me, and I hope this helps other people when I talk about it, is when I sort of started using the word excellence as a replacement for perfection. I came to the realization that while other people couldn't be perfect like me, they couldn't do this job perfectly like when I did it. And of course, it's only perfect because it's the way I like to see it done, right? When I discovered that while they might not be perfect, they could do it in an excellent way, and that's plenty good enough. Excellent is just fine. When I learned that excellence was a good standard for me to have for my company, that's when I got more comfortable delegating. What do you think?
I totally agree. I love the substitution. It really is true. You want them to strive for excellence, but here's the key for you from a productivity standpoint and even profitability. What did it do? It gave you freedom to free up your mind and your time to more strategically work on your business in other areas.
To fire yourself from jobs you don't need to do anymore and promote yourself to jobs that nobody else can do.
Right, right. So what happens, Jim, is, you know, I think people, in business owners, we wake up, we go into, you know, we let the day unfold. We're unintentional. We go into the office. we start thinking about things that we need to do. We look at the calendar. We look at our to-do list. Mm-hmm. And then we just kind of get started. We look at email, and email from others, you know, dictate what we're going to do, which, we, you know, is kind of reactive rather than proactive, right? And, you know, I like to say there's a triangle, if you will. If you can imagine a triangle, top of the triangle is your calendar. You know, on the lower right corner is your to-do list. And then what's missing a lot of times as we look at our day or a week or a month is that other side of the triangle on the lower left mm-hmm. is our strategic plan. What is it we really, really want to accomplish in our business? And, you know, that's where we lose sight. We just kind of stay on those right. other two areas, and it's not as sturdy and stable as it could be.
Well, those areas are the manager area, right? They're the trenches area.
Right.
And the other one, the yep. lower left corner, that's the CEO's corner. And this is another thing that yep. I've tried, I'd like your thoughts on, that I've tried to get across here, is that when I discovered the concept of excellence, and then I was able to, by doing that, I was able to give myself some time to not be the manager for a while, but to be the CEO.
Right.
Because if you can ever, yes, to me, that left corner is where the CEO hangs out, and only you can be the CEO. There can only be one CEO.
Right.
You might have a lot of managers, but you only got one CEO.
Right, and your role as the CEO is to provide the vision. You're overseeing
right.
the total business. You know, you're bringing in the capital. I mean, all of those things, and nobody else can do that, and it's only you. But, you know, one of the things when I work with a business owner, I always ask, let's look at your calendar. Where are you spending your time? Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, Jim, oftentimes I find if somebody has, you know, a staff, you know, I'll ask, you know, are you spending a lot of your time on that underperforming employee? Oh, uh-huh. yeah, I have yep. to, right? Mm-hmm. Or are you spending your time on the, you know, the smaller, I call it the D customer rather than the double A customer, and just because they require
right.
a lot of
hand-holding,
and they do. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but, you know, that's got to flip around. You've got to spend the time with your star performers.
That's a small business trait. You know what? It's a small business's yeah. trait to not give up on people, customers and employees. It's our
yep.
nature to want to redeem everybody, to want to nurture everybody, and we have to learn how to be a little bit tougher, don't we?
We have to be discerning, exactly. And it's like okay, you can provide a standard level to everybody, but then you know where are you dedicating your extra time? It should be your star employees that you can delegate to, or to those star customers that are going to buy more from you, but we lose sight of that, right?
Lauren, so I need your website, please.
My website is laurenmidgley.com.
All right.
And for the book, it's 6ambook.com. It's 6ambook.com.
6ambook.com. Check those out, folks. That's the title of the book. She and I will be right back. More of this after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.